Hi, and welcome to Rock of Ages here on Sunshine Radio with me, the Rockmeister, to the genre this week. I know I've always liked and enjoyed every show that we've done, and have we done some? Considering it was only meant to be a temporary measure, it's now got a mind of its own. Anyway, as I was saying before I digressed, I enjoyed every show that I've done so far here with Rock of Ages, but this show in particular is going to be a cracker. This genre was where I really, really moved away just from classic rock and went into sort of other styles as well. New wave of British heavy metal, my all-time favourite genre of rock music. Start off today's show with Tigers of Pantang and their only hit, really, with Love Potion number 9. Coming up now, a little bit of Quartz.
Shadow.
Grim Reaper and See You in Hell. Saw them do that a couple of years or so back. Seems to have been, over the last 4 or 5 years, a resurrection of new wave of British heavy metal bands, not always consisting of all or most or even some of the original members, but we are talking sort of 1979 to sort of around about 1982, 83, 84. And there was a second uprising of new wave of British heavy metal, more or less straight after the first. A sort of second wave of bands came on. And the one thing I noticed with the Grim Reaper is that it is the original main singer, but he's now in a wheelchair. But it didn't seem to make any difference. He rocked as good as anybody else. Before that, from the album Stand Up and Fight, was Quartz and Stoking Up the Fires of Hell. And start off today's show from the album The Cage and There, probably only biggest hit here in the UK, with Love Potion number 9, were Tigers of Pantang. Now we've got time for the first selection by one of our Rock Brigade, Simon N, who said, could we have a little bit of Trespass and Stormchild? Saw them at the same gig, I think. And I must be honest, although they were good, and it's one of my favourite songs, they weren't as good live as they were on the album. Mind saying that, we were in a sort of little dingy room and mixing was probably never going to happen. Anyway, for Simon N, Trespass and Stormchild.
Rock until it drops.
One of the winners of the new wave of British heavy metal band Saxon, still going strong now with the Wheels of Steel. In fact, when I say still going strong now, there's two versions still going strong now. There's the Saxon that has got Biff Bifford, the original lead singer, and then there's Oliver Dawson's Saxon, as far as I know, still going strong. In fact, they have performed many years back, well, not that many years back, probably in the last 10 years or so, over here on the island at Medina Theatre. In fact, the lead singer, because we were sitting in the front row, squeezed himself quite pertly between myself and Lady Cooper. Enough said about that.
swiftly fading as your thoughts give way to the peaceful sound of the night. And in your head someone saying, I love you. The journey is only beginning, and still in my mind I can hear someone singing of all of the things that they said life was bringing to you.
A couple of tracks off the album that seemed to have sort of got the new wave of British heavy metal started, or a lot of minor bands noticed. Metal for Mothers was the album. In fact, I think both those tracks were off Metal for Mothers, or was it Metal for Mothers, depending on how you pronounced it. But I think it was Volume 2, both those tracks came off. Dark Star, one of my favourite tracks all time, with Lady of Mars, and White Spirit with High Upon High. I forgot to mention, before Saxon, we had a little bit of Raven and Rock Until You Drop. Trespass was for Simon N and Stormchild. Coming up next is another request, this one for Haggis. Heading rapidly towards the end of the show. The show, of course, being Rock of Ages here on Sunshine Radio with me, the Rock Mouse, Cloven Hoof, and Laying Down the Law. Girl School still going strong to this day with more or less the original lineup. Unfortunately, one of them passed away some time back, but apart from that, they're all still going strong with their Hit and Run and Diamond Head, which was a suggestion by Haggis with Shoot Out the Lights. Can I just say before we go any further, and yes, I'm just about to play probably the biggest band that came out of the new wave of British heavy metal. One of the reasons that I enjoyed this genre was not only the music, the album covers were all superb.
Just 60, be on top. times hit me, now I'm going down. You know, in my life, I've been a fighting man. Hard times hit me, ah, now I'm going.
As I promised, Iron Maiden, probably the biggest band ever to come out of the genre of new wave of British heavy metal, from their debut album Iron Maiden and Running Free. Then we've just heard Samson, whose lead singer Bruce Dickinson was going to take over from Paul Di'Anno in Iron Maiden and take them into the stratosphere. Samson track was Hard Times, but that brings us to the end of today's show. I'll be back next week with another edition of Rock of Ages. Hopefully you'll be around to join me. Going to finish off with a little Praying Mantis and the track Praying Mantis from the album Time Tells No Lies. See you all again soon. Bye for now.